Blog Talk Radio.
There was a lot of people there, really enjoyed herself, and there was a lot of people that also
live free. Come on. Fourth tribe.
Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Not what. Prices on our backs and the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation, just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with his government seal. Probably tried to stand up with deal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake news and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul.
We're also talking about how do we interpret the First Commandment, and also find Holy Scripture. And we will say some of that is making those agreement about how to use the same Holy Scripture if it's consistent and it's the truth, then we know that we have it. And it was a couple that did not fully believe that they're holy, you know, that the scriptures are holy, but I've read the movies and I really enjoyed myself, and I was much inspired by some of the ways that they're being stewards and such as teaching of people and helping them and understanding that is enough. We have to learn to be humble when we talk to our own and learn from each other. That's the basics of what I learned. Also, that to teach the children and what they have to learn, because it's very important.
We have any brother that was there that would like to comment on what happened, what took place as a whole, just how they felt being there and what they were inspired by. What's that brother to do? Many leaders, very controversial. Many of them wanting to blow the whole, their own history, and let everybody know who they are and how well advanced they are and how they're capable of dealing with the scriptures, that they all recognize me as the
I was able to recognize it very quickly, find out who it was, so we were able to neutralize them, the whole media. They were not effective. What they were said, what they were attempting to show, was made into folly, because everybody was of the same spirit, and they could all seem identified. And there was two brothers in the whole congregation that had the spirit of Satan with them, and they were shortchanged at our meeting. The spirit of the Almighty prevailed, slain the success that we had in this particular meeting. It was simply astronomical. You wouldn't believe me if I tried to tell you, but the brothers and sisters that were there, they can attest to the fact that they and every leader there said they had never seen nothing like it, never had nothing like it. A couple of leaders told me they learned more in this meeting than they ever learned in their life, and these were leaders. These were leaders, teachers, and said they had never learned what they had. And the only spirit that was shining was the spirit of the Almighty. And the one that did the left talking was me. And when it came to speech, I didn't say hardly nothing like I did last year. Because once the Almighty seed was planted and everybody grabbed hold to it, then we let everybody else shine. Because in them shining, the Almighty would shine. And he shined that day. Very bright. The meeting was occasioned on two subjects that the Almighty inspired me to bring to the brothers. One was trust, and how do you create to realize that and know that a lot of people, all the Israelites, consider themselves keeping the first commandment. Everybody does. But they don't even know what the first commandment consists of. Furthermore, most people don't know what Holy Scriptures is. So we spoke on how do you define Holy Scriptures. And when we got out of that meeting, everybody there was of one spirit on how to define Holy Spirit. But I might add that Sabbath day, you had one brother that the Almighty were not Holy Spirit. He did say that all that Sabbath day, but we met in my room that Sunday or the first day of the week from 9 to about 12. And all the leaders were there. And after we finished that discussion, he, as well as everybody else, totally admitted that Holy Scriptures are the words of the Almighty. The one brother that had the controversy, he was saying, how can we call this book Holy Scriptures?
Shalom, 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 family. Because of the technical difficulties, we're going to reschedule this teaching on What is Scripture by Maury Alicia next week. Until tomorrow, another Nothing But the Truth by Maury Ashaya. Shalom.
Yeah, 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo, keep me out the book for y'all and read. Speak these words to plant the Holy Seed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his job is none but he. In the beginning, he told us the ending that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 400 centuries. The child was descended. He was repentant. This is our genesis. So I exodus in Leviticus. Learn from the second myth. So we can number our days. The teachers that we were the slaves. In Deuteronomy, he's only gave the most popular. When he anointed Joshua, it's proving that y'all love us by sending his judges.